wo der Mensch so outfordered to do it anymore. The question is how, if you have this problem, how can you fix the situation? And yeah, that's of course a good question. So again, trying to come up with a constructive approach here, not destructive in a way. So firstly, what one would do would be, okay, firstly to draw the earlier diagram in this very simple example, and then be told by the tool supporting this approach that there's a problem there. Then, the initial reaction would be to say, okay, then I don't just use a plain internet connection here, but instead an encrypted internet connection. And firstly, I just do that by writing encrypted at the link rather than just internet. And for completeness here, I here just also specify a sender and a receiver within the system. And at this point, they just don't do anything interesting, just getting a data value D from whoever is using this channel pattern and sending the value D over the link. Then the receiver receives the value D and sends it out again to whoever is waiting here. Okay, so far it's not very interesting. What you just do is to, instead of writing internet here, you write encrypted, and you specify that the value D that should be communicated should be secret. And then, but the next step is then a bit more interesting. To be able to now realize this secure channel over an internet connection, you get, in a way, you have this pattern, which in a way means that you substitute this UML model by this second, more complicated model. And this now includes a very simple security protocol, which allows you to exchange a session key, which is then used to encrypt the data exchange between the two components in the system. And so this is how you could model or capture the fact that here you actually have an internet connection, but you could still capture the fact that, let's see, yeah, here you have a secrecy requirement on the data value D, and here as well you have a secrecy requirement on the data that is exchanged. So in that sense, this maybe answers the question. So you write this internet stereotype, but you still have the security or the secrecy requirements on in your class diagram, and because you're using the security protocol to exchange a session key based on a previously known asymmetric encryption key, you can make sure that the secrecy requirement on your data is enforced, although the communication is taking place over an internet connection. So this is, I guess, the answer to the question in this context. Okay, so this was the earlier slide, and I think we're about to have a coffee break. Where were we anyway? Okay, maybe just to finish this. Oops. Okay, this example. Yeah. So now again, we can wonder whether here the stereotype is provided, and why we again have to check whether. So I don't know if anyone has an idea. So we again have to check whether, because we have this call dependency between the two components, we have to check whether the security requirements at the two components coincide. And this is what the secure dependency requirement or the constraint on the previous slide required. That whenever now, I mean, just considering secrecy, but this is in parallel also for integrity, we have to see that a message is considered to be secret in the one component if and only if it is secret in the other component, and then also to be the case that the dependency is also stereotyped with this requirement. And here we realize that there are two methods supposed to be, or whose values or whose arguments are supposed to be secret at the key generator component. And the key generator calls the random generator with the random method, which is supposed, or whose value is supposed to be secret, but the random generator does not actually state that it guarantees this random value to be secret. And secondly, the call dependency also does not state that it ensures that during transport of the value, the data is kept secret. So in that sense, again, the secure dependency requirement is here violated. And here, how to fix it here would be firstly simply to also include the secrecy requirement on the random method at the random generator, and then you also to include the secrecy stereotype at the dependency between the two components. But of course, it may not be as simple as that, because in the next step, when we come to the more behavioral requirements, you also, of course, have to then make sure that the random generator actually preserves the secrecy of this value. It's not just about attaching labels to model elements, but also to analyzing the behavioral specification associated with the system parts. But I guess this, this is, for example, related to this stereotype, which we will look at after the coffee break. Any questions at this point? Then I think we'll meet again in half an hour.